At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
So sometimes people put their foot in their mouth. They say something wrong like, oh, what month are you or something? And the woman's not pregnant, you know, and those can be embarrassing. But there's another situation that maybe some of us have been in more because I've now learned never, even if a baby is coming out of the woman while you're there, like she's giving birth on the street.
Right. Don't ask
say
about
it.
That.
Yeah. But this other one, kind of a slip of the tongue, I think can happen to a lot of people if you're not really paying attention. There was a lawyer in a courtroom, I think it was out in Colorado, where he was arguing a case and then he accidentally called the judge honey. I mean, and you know, arguments, like definitely I can sometimes, when, you know, having spirited conversations with my wife, Lindsay, be like, honey, I was trying to blah, blah, blah. So maybe that's where the lawyer slipped. Like he was in the argumentative mode.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Using
not,
honey that
and not
way.
In an endearment. Like, come on, honey, just go with me. Just rule in my favor.
Right. Yeah. I'm assuming it was a slip of the tongue. It says that he had a little struggle regaining his composure, which I feel like it just like.
I mean, they compare it a little bit to like when, I guess some kids accidentally call their teacher mom.
Yes. That's
mom,
the best.
Mom, can I go to the bathroom? It's like, oh yeah. My God, everybody looks at the kid and it's hard to live it down.
True. I feel like I did it in a stressful situation once when I worked in Houston, where I was talking to it was a news station. I was talking to the anchor, Tom Bacon was his name.
Okay.
And, we weren't on
was
live yet.
Was the co-anchor, yet. Do they have the last name Eggs?
You knew it, Kitty. That was the hottest show in Houston. But so we weren't on yet, but I was going to do like a live report from somewhere. And we were like talking up a bag and trying to figure it out. And I'm like, okay, honey, I got it. And then he said, great. Just don't say that on the air. And I didn't even realize what it was.
Well, I know, but some people do it like when you're hanging up on the phone or whatever. Bye, I love you. Because like if you have that habit of saying it to your significant other, it might just like pop out to a coworker or something.
Have you said I love you to a...
I don't know, but I think you said it to me.
I will deny that till my dying days.